Welcome to this very first podcast from South Bromsgrove High School. South News Pipeline will aim to deliver up-to-date information for parents about the thriving community at South. In this first podcast, we have the headmaster speaking at the recent open day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get the proceedings underway. One of the reasons I played that little clip of music is because education and music technology have merged. And that was a simple example of where you use an energised piece of music when you want children to do an activity quickly. You'll find that we use relaxing music, stimulating music, de-stressing music, and it's illustrative of the sort of things that we do here at South. Now, one of the key issues is knowing your audience. And I have a little video clip here, and I want you to imagine, as parents, that you are the white little dog, alright? And your sons and daughters are the people that are taking you for a walk, as they often take you for a ride, alright? And you dutifully following their direction, and you will appreciate that when things distract them, something like this can sometimes happen. So, there you are, little dog. The distraction. Adolescents in a confined space. So we have to be creative about how we operate. And one of the things that my presentation this evening is about is showing you how we achieve that, how we work together. And so my name's Mr. Matei. I'm the head teacher here at South Bromsgrove. We've worked for a long time in establishing what we think is quality and excellence. Tonight's presentation will be available to you both on our website, and the address is on the screen there, and also available via a new technology called podcasting. And we will be making details available to you about how you can receive tonight's presentation via that new medium. So what are we going to look at? Well, we have a principle here at SAM. If it ain't broke, you ain't looked hard enough. And that actually comes from an industrialist, Tom Peters, who's revolutionized many companies. And that principle is critical. We never take anything for granted. Things that will work well, we want to lift the stone, see whether they can work better. Things that don't work well, we want to restructure and re-engineer them. So what are we going to look at briefly? I'm going to take you through exams, the external recognition that we've had, what enrichment opportunities are available to your sons and daughters, what are the learning developments, a bit like the music we said at the start, and what are the political dimensions that underpin the growth and development of the school. First of all, examinations and headlines. Last year, we were the highest performing school in the county of Worcestershire at A level. And that was with a point score of 295. We had a bigger cohort this year, a more diverse cohort, and we held our breath, and we were delighted when we received the results, because the point score went up to 317. So we were thrilled, and we look forward to the publication of those figures. Our GCSE figures are achieving their highest ever pass rate, and the point score has now reached a record all-time level. That means not just the most able, but adding value right across. SAT's also achieving their highest level. So what sort of external recognition? Well, it was going to be hard to top last year, a year in which Ofsted classified us as excellent, examination results at all key stages exceeded our previous best performance, we were reinvested with 5 national awards, planning for our new £20 million campus was in advanced stages, and recruitment in both years 9 and 12 were an all-time record. We thought, how do you top that? Well, this year, I'm delighted to say we've continued in that vein. We were assessed for our 4th reinvestment invested in people, and the assessor was so glowing in the comments and the observations that she made that she believed that the school fully supports learning and development. You can't get everything right. She gave credit to the head teacher for leading by example. She believed that the whole school was involved in planning, and that the targets were smart, that they were really designed to move things on. We were also particularly pleased to appear in Her Majesty's report, Her Majesty's Chief Inspector's report for schools, as being one of the most successful schools in England last year. Out of 566 schools inspected, there were 45 given the category of outstanding, and only 4 in the whole of the West Midlands. And obviously we were delighted to be one of those. We've been reinvested as well with a further 2 national awards. The Basic Skills Award, recognising our inclusion for all children regardless of ability, and the Sports Mark Award. I put up there a quote from the Basic Skills Assessor, because this is a school about learning, and not necessarily about teaching. It's about opportunity. The AA were also pleased and conferred us with a Category 1 status for our ability to self-evaluate. The school has been recognised by the Specialist Schools Trust and made an exemplar for ICT provision. And as I said previously, we came top at the A-level league tables. Examinations are just one facet of a school. You need to enrich children, particularly when every year group is an examination year group. I'm going to take you just through a few photographs that I think illustrate. Here, students in rehearsals for the upcoming school play. Our guest speaker for the Duke of Edinburgh Award. And with the Duke of Edinburgh Award, we are one of the world's largest Duke of Edinburgh awarding centres. And you can see there, Peter Shilton, who was our guest speaker, who came along last Christmas to present the awards. And there's Mr. Copeland, our Master of Ceremonies, guiding us through that. 2 students receiving their awards there, a further 2 students. I noticed Peter took slightly more interest in females than he did in males. End product. 5 years in school, look at those confident, dynamic, young people. They're ready to take on the world. And that's what we're proud of. When we see them get to that stage, and that's at their year 13 Leavers Ball. Friendships formed, lifetime friendships. And that's critical as well, because a school should be built around a core of enjoyment. Sporting achievements, second to none. The iSteadford, where in March you've got hundreds of children. Children at which age range are derided within the press for being uncouth youths, yobs. Well, these are children on a Friday night here singing their heart out, whether in a choir, whether as a group, whether individually, whether acting. Through various plays, various commitments, singing solos, being confident to take on things, to achieve highly. Look at the smiling faces, look at the enjoyment. These are children and young people enjoying their time. There's a member of staff utterly exhausted on Duke of Edinburgh camp. These are young people on their camp up in Dufferin Ard Dudley in Snowdonia, enjoying the experience, challenging themselves, seeking new horizons, new opportunities. Here we have more children. I can't understand why that girl's got a pair of pants on her head, but still, you know, you've got to get your enjoyment somehow. Writing up the award. This is the picture that captures it. To me, partnership between staff and students, smiling faces, challenge, risk, all there, all captivated in that one single picture. And here we have another one. Students so proud to have won a little tin cup. But it represents their house. It represents their involvement. I wonder whether I could ask just with the volume on... if any of them were fortunate enough to come along to the Ice Station, you would have seen Sam Marriott here singing this song, just strutting it out, walking down the centre of the stage, a confident young man. We've got some more sound, team, so if you wouldn't mind just keeping the volume at that level as we go through. So enrichment is a vital ingredient to the success of the school. What about learning developments? Well, after being designated as outstanding by Ofsted with no areas of weakness, we went ahead and appointed a learning director to move the institution on. And he's been concentrating on 9 specific gateways of learning. So that learning becomes an active process. We want them to experience the fascination, to empower them, to make them active and dynamic members of the community. 2 strands that we've been working on are things called neuro-linguistic programming. Actually programming thought processes, thinking processes, learning processes. And we had days in January where years 12 and 13 had worked on that. The school has just spent £50,000 converting a lecture theatre. See, the context of lecture is to give information. Into a learning laboratory where the context is to learn. And our aim is to research the most effective teaching and learning techniques that are currently available, not only nationally, but internationally. And in order to achieve that, we've actually sent colleagues right across the world to Australia, America, Singapore, all off to investigate the international standards on learning. Learn to Learn is another one of the gateways that we're looking at. And in March, as we will repeat this year, we had Year 11 students going through an external program. And student feedback from some of the most surprising disaffected students were that this had fundamentally changed the way that they'd learned. So the school is proud of its achievements, but it's also proud of its collaboration, the strong relationships that we have with our pyramid of schools, the relationships that we have nationally now and internationally with our growing and highly respected ICT programs. Our cross-phase maths program, the national scene where we've been part of a support program for relatively poorly performing schools. Our focus, as I said, on ICT, and our involvement within the Specialist Schools Trust, where we're represented at a national council level. Innovation and research is at the heart of our inclusion agenda. We are looking for every opportunity, and we've developed things called the Movement Programme, the Listening Programme, and the handwriting program that have led to quantum leaps in young people's development. Children who previously were very disorganized, clumsy, struggled with accessing the curriculum, have found that through these programs they have both access and enjoyment. Anecdotal evidence coming out is that a significant number of children are suffering now from a worrying decline in auditory processing, and this may be due to over use of things like MP3 players and other personal music items. It is important that it's kept in a balance. The school has continued to invest in its ICT infrastructure. Proud that it's moving to a £20 million campus in 2007, but determined that we will reach that school on a rising tide of improved investments and improved resources. There will be no lost generations as we move to the new school. The political scene is vital to the growth of the school. Worcestershire continues to be disadvantaged by its current funding model. If this school was funded at the average for England, we would have an extra £1.3 million a year to spend on the children. We could halve class sizes and give each child a laptop, just on the basis of that. I have secured a meeting with Jackie Smith, the school standards minister, to highlight Worcestershire's plight, as I represent all 297 schools or head teachers in Worcestershire on this issue. There is a £5 million shortfall in top-up grants, a £6 million shortfall in standards grants, and a £10 million shortfall in area costs. We need this for our children. Our children have to compete, not just nationally, but internationally. And we'll be repeating those claims to the government as we go through. We are determined to campaign until the children of Worcestershire are treated fairly. But I do want the balance here. We do recognise that significant investment has gone into education, but we simply want to move towards the average funding rather than being the bottom 3%. As I said, the school is on track to open its doors to the new £20 million campus in 2007. Currently, we have contractors on site looking at where it's going to be on the fields, and the full contractor team will join us in January. We have clear strategies to minimise any disruption on the children as we move towards our new campus. If anybody wants to see the plans, they're either available in reception, where we have a member of the PFI project team, in fact the project leader, Peter Parks, here to answer any of your questions, or you can view the draft plans on our school website. The governors have continued to invest in our accommodation, and I will assure you that they will maintain standards to the highest possible level. Pastorally, our school council has already been working with children in our middle schools, and on the screen you can see some of the things that he's been doing. Last year we had a record 500 requests for 330 places. We ended up admitting 339. I know a number of parents are anxious about whether they can get their sons or daughters in. Myself, Paul Copeland and Pam Taylor, the two deputies and myself will be available to answer any questions and hopefully guide you towards how you can achieve the place. The sixth form has grown in 8 years from just over 100 now to 325. If you can't get a better measure of community confidence and confidence in the school than that, I don't know what it is. That is a significant measure of confidence. Pastorally, your sons and daughters will be with the same tutor who's central to our philosophy from years 9 to 11. They'll have the same year head. You'll get regular termly reports in meaningful language that help you make informed decisions. You'll have six opportunities, proactive opportunities, to meet with staff throughout the year, not just one annual consultation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, we were given the task. Could we produce examination results at the highest level? Yes. Could we get external recognition for the highest standard? Yes. Could we have fantastic enrichment to be the world's largest youth vendor awarding centre? Yes. Do we have learning developments that push back the boundaries? Yes. Are we politically fighting for the best opportunities and the best resources? Yes. Well, with all those, I think our school will self-destruct in 2007. In summary, ladies and gentlemen, that is South Bromsgrove, a school that's committed to excellence, committed to the children, but committed fundamentally to a love of learning. I hope you enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.